coronavirus, which is COVID-19, has impacted everyone and particularly the way we interact with one another. I want you all to know I am here for you to help you in any way I can. Your health, your well-being, and your peace of mind is what matters to me the most. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me if you want to talk. You can call me at 832-877-0177 or even set up a virtual meeting, which can be done with a video calling. I can also be reached by email at adodia@ft.newyorklife.com. You can also visit my website, which is amedodia.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill. Just chill, just chill, chill, just chill, just chill, chill, just chill.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
To another remote session with the Chai Time Show. With social distancing in practice, we are running a remote session live from Aling's Chinese. Join on Facebook Live on the Chai Time page, facebook.com/Chai Time Houston. And now I'll turn it over to the Chai Time girls. Ladies, take it away.
A very, very good morning to everyone here on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a great weekend, and of course, we hope all of you and your families are safe and practicing social distancing. As we are all trying to get used to this norm, it is important to stay connected with each other, our loved ones, via phone, text, WhatsApp, Skype, or even FaceTime, anything that will, social distance you, but also keep you connected with your loved ones. I think it is very important, and of course, during this time, and of course, we have to try to stay strong and be positive and be there for each other. With that said, I'm sure you see that the Chai Time team, too, is practicing social distancing. So, and we are doing our show remotely at Aling's Chinese, my favorite spot. Anyway, joining me today, this morning, on Chai Time is Sasha. She's the planning department primary contact for census engagement, and Bala, also the planning demographer from the city of Houston, to talk about the census 2020 and why it has become more important for all of us to participate and be counted during this pandemic crisis. So good morning and welcome to Chai Time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sasha.
How are you guys?
We're well. We hope you are safe and healthy.
Very good.
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, I'm so thankful to you guys for coming on our show and joining us this morning. I know that this is a very crucial time and important time for us to get the word out about the census. So let's begin with that. What is the census and why is it important for each one of us in the United States to be counted?
Well, the census counts the population. The census has been going on since 1870.
1790.
Yeah, 1790. And so important, right? It's important to count the population for so many reasons. When we have an accurate, complete count, it informs our federal government on how to appropriate our fair share of our federal dollars that we put in. They appropriate that money back to us, but we need an accurate and complete count to make sure that we get the applicable and the ample amount of funding we need. This turns into population grant funding that goes towards new roads, new schools, disaster recovery, which is a really big deal in Houston, right?
Yes.
Also affordable housing, which is a huge concern in Houston as well. And school programs like preschool and after-school programs and things like that.
And it impacts for the next 10 years. For example, if one person is not counted, you'll be losing probably $250 million of federal money coming to our community. So each person not counted, that means it's X number of dollars not being provided to us.
So if you think about it, we have you ladies there. If one of you don't take the census, that is $10,000 lost per person over the next 10-year period. So for every person not counted, we know how detrimental that can be to our city, because the city of Houston is going to have to provide those programs for the city. So, and this is our money. This is our money. Let me repeat that. This is the taxpayers' money that we paid into this. So if we don't get an accurate and complete count, that same money is going to be redistributed to another city. God forbid it's Dallas or any place like that.
Yeah.
So we need our money to come back to us.
Our ward has an accurate count. That has.
Yes.
Makes sense. And when does the 2020 census begin, and when is the deadline?
The census has already been going on. So in mid-May, starting from from March 12th, you should have received several postcards by now that prompt you to respond to the census. Those postcards have an ID number that is that reflects your address, but you do not need the ID number to take the census. So the postcard has information for you to apply online. For you, that gives you numbers for you to call and take the census. So we want people to self-respond first. As many people as we can get to self-respond, that's the better we are all off, because self-responding makes we can practice our social distancing that way, right?
Right.
We don't have to come in contact with a Census Bureau representative to collect our survey responses. We can practice our social distancing since we are being healthy and we are all staying home as best as we can. We can take the survey online or on the phone right now. You don't have to wait. But if you choose to wait, that's when you'll get the census enumerators knocking on your door starting in May. So if you don't want anyone knocking on your door, take the survey now. You can take it online by going to my2020census.gov, or you can call the census number. We can provide that to you so you can share it to your listeners.
Yes. Why don't you give that to the listeners now as well?
We have the number. It is 1-844-330-2020, and that is to take the census by the phone in English. There are 15 other languages that the census is available over the phone, and we can share that complete list with you so that you can advertise that to your listeners.
Okay, and I know one of my friends was asking, is the 2020 census mandatory for everyone?
It is mandatory. Every resident who lives in this country has to be counted. Regardless of their background, whether they are legal, illegal, or citizen, non-citizen, all have to be counted, yes.
Okay, and what measures have been put into place to conduct the Census 2020 during the COVID-19?
So we're all, you know, this is unfortunate that COVID has hit us at this time.
Yeah.
We all across the nation, we don't want the census to get lost in COVID, right? So we're all learning together, and we're all learning very quickly on how to continue census promotion without having that contact that we have. You know, normally we would have events, right? And hey, we're going to have this census event. We were having census town halls through our city council members. And so we invited people to come in person and talk about the census. We passed out so many materials, and we had panel discussions and everything like that. All of that cannot go on right now. So we're all learning together. How can we reach the public without having that face-to-face, high-touch, kissing babies, shaking hands interaction that we're used to? So one of the things we have moved to is we have the Houston Food Bank that's doing food distributions. We have placed 15,000 census flyers as of last week. And we're not the only ones promoting the census as well, but we're just limiting to what we know that we're doing with the city of Houston. So the city of Houston has gone to a partnership with Houston Food Bank to distribute census flyers that educate people about the census as they're picking up their meals and the meal distributions. Also, we're starting with Houston Parks and Recreation Department. They have meal distributions as well, and we will be putting some flyers into there so those families can pick up that information when they pick up their meals. We are also pivoting to more text messaging, right?
Okay.
So we're going to be employing text messaging, using trusted voices that are already in the community to text people. So for you, example, you could be a trusted voice and you can text your listeners, hey, everyone, this is Chai Time. We need you to promote the census. And it comes from you, a trusted voice in the community, and not just a random, you know, number, a random spam number. Also, we are moving towards phone banking. So we want to employ people who have the means to call people on the phone and say, hey, we really need you to take the census. This is important. This is how you can do that. So just preliminarily, that's some of the things that we're doing to pivot our messaging so we can, you know, fit through this COVID time that we're in right now.
Okay. Now, due to the COVID-19, a lot of the college students, actually mostly all of them, are back home. Will they be counted where they normally be living or at their parents' home?
They are counted at the universities and the grounds where they're living, because they come into the group quarters population. So the Bureau already had assigned such a way that they collect the data from each of these group quarters population, which are like prisons, nursing homes, college dormitories, and other group quarter populations. Yes.
Okay. So they would not be, so when their parents are doing the census, they would not count their college going students?
Yeah, because there's temporary, they stay with their parents.
And I'm also curious, so what if, like, let's say a, you know, within the Asian, South Asian community, a lot of times, like, the parents come and go, like, from India or Pakistan or whatever, they come visit, would they be counted? Or since they're just visiting, how does that work?
Well, being an Asian, I've gone through this. It's basically, if they're visitors, they are not counted. Only if they live here, they're counted. Because they stay only, like, 3 months, 2 months, 4 months. The visa is only for those times. That means they have to leave after that.
Right.
So to count them, April 1st, which is in a couple of days, that is the day to where you live on April 1st, that's where you are counted. And it should be your primary residence. So primary residence meaning where you live for more than 6 months and 1 day throughout the calendar year. So that's how we say you are a resident, because your primary residence is here. You're here for the majority of the calendar year, and that's where you should be counted on April 1st.
Okay, that makes sense. And how are the census data collected?
It is, as we said before, it's collected by phone, internet, and by mail. And this is the first year, census year, we are promoting mostly digital, mostly phone and then internet. And the response rate, we have some numbers. We have a city of Houston, as of today, we have 26.6% the response rate. And we compared with the last 2010 census, it's almost the same number for the same time. And so we are doing pretty good compared to the previous census. But still, we want to push towards what Sasha said, is we can have going to events or get-togethers, associations. So So we just have to push through the digital media. We still have a long way to go, but we're making some progress. Compared to the U.S., U.S. is 33%, we are 26.6. We're in the midst of the top 5 cities in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think it also helps that everyone's staying at home right now, so they're able to sit and do their census.
And we have the time to do that now.
Yes. So what information does a census collect, and can a person refuse to answer a census question?
Well, the census has 9 basic questions, and it only takes 10 minutes to complete. It may take a little longer if you have more people in your household. So these are the questions that they're going to ask. They're going to ask, how many people are living and staying in your home? What type of house? Is this a house? Is this an apartment, a mobile home? And do you own this unit using a mortgage or a loan? They're going to ask what your phone number is, but they're only asking for your phone number in case there is an error or some type of discrepancy on your survey, so they can call you to clear up any errors on your survey. That's the only reason why they're collecting phone numbers. They're going to ask the names for all household members, the gender of all household members, the age and the date of birth for all household members. There is no citizenship question on this test. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat. There's no citizenship question on this test. And I'll go further and say, you will not be asked for any banking information. You will not be asked for your social security number, okay? Citizenship is not a factor in this test. This is to count the population. But they will ask about your ethnicity, specifically Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Okay, and they ask for that information because they're going to ask for the races of all household members, but you know that Hispanic is not considered a race, it is considered an ethnicity, and we need to know how many people of that origin are here for simple reasons. Let's say we need to monitor anti-discriminatory acts and laws, right? So we need to know how many Hispanic people are here, and are they being disproportionately affected by, let's say, the Voting Rights Act, or any civil rights laws, or the Fair Housing Act of 1968. Those are the reasons why we need to know what's the origin of the household. And they're also going to ask, what is the relationship between the primary person in the household, the head of household, and the other household members? So they're gonna wanna know, I'm Sasha, but here is my husband, and here is my child, and Bala has his wife, and other people living in the house with him, maybe. So they wanna know what is the relationship between all of the household members. So those are the 9 questions that they're going to ask on the census. Very simple, very basic, and like I said, it only takes 10 minutes to complete.
And if any question is left out, is incomplete, they will definitely call to get that answer. If they don't get the answer, it's incomplete. So they will get the answer. They'll call and get the answer. Please, I think all the respondents have to complete the form in full, complete answers.
And if you are age of 15 and older, you can take the census. Okay. So we know that there are a lot of children who have to translate on behalf of their parents. We have a lot of children who have children, too. So we need to make sure that everyone understands the census. I used to be a census worker in 2016, and I was living in an area that had a huge Hispanic population. So I experienced some difficulty in getting responses for the census survey that I was working on. But who came through for me? The kids came through, right? And so I found a way to tell them in Spanish. And I said, oh, this is CINSO. Oh, CINSO. And they got their mom, and we conducted the census survey through there. So it's just that easy that a 15-year-old can take the survey, then anyone can take the survey.
In fact, I think Houston is the first city in the U.S., I think. We're involving students. We have involved since last year. We have a consultant who's training the students who could in turn, translate to the parents, uncles, aunts, and then neighbors in the block. So that really is going to be a creative part for the census.
Okay. Now, what happens if an individual does not have access to internet and is unable to complete the census online? Are there other options?
Of course, you can call and take this census.
There
are several different languages where someone can call. Also, it accommodates for persons with disabilities because the census is available in Braille and in large print for people who have low vision. So we can give you the information where people can call and take the census. It also has a telephone display for the TD, the TDY for the phones if you are hearing impaired as well. So we try to make this accessible. As a matter of fact, even our Houston Public Libraries, when they are open, the staff is trained to assist people with taking the census survey at their facility. So you can go to the library and take the census if you like. Also, and this was kind of impacted the way we were getting census responses. The Houston Public Library has a huge bus fitted with computers. And we were going to bring that bus to areas because and we have yet to talk about this, traditionally undercounted populations. There are some populations in Houston that don't have access to the internet, just like you're saying. For example, in District D, there's 28% of people that do not have access to the internet. So as we were planning our events, we were going to bring the Houston Public Library bus out to these neighborhoods with limited internet access to provide that opportunity for people to take the census online.
So how would that work now, since it's with the COVID-19, you're really unable to do, right, with the bus?
Exactly. And so we are hoping, and a lot of cities across the nation are urging the Census Bureau to extend the period of the census, right? The census was scheduled to end July 31st, but now there has been a collaborative effort on behalf of all major cities, or a lot of major cities across the nation, to express to the Census Bureau, hey, can you please push this back to September 30th? So we're hoping that if we get a longer period of time to take the census, that some of our social distancing norms will have
relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And we can therefore, maybe instead of packing the bus with people, maybe that's a few people at a time on a bus taking the census survey when we are able to move to that point across the nation.
And in the meanwhile, we're also doing some creative methods. How do we access the people who don't have internet, and how do we help them, you know, maintain that, and making sure they are filling out the census? So we're still evolving in that aspect. So,
yeah. So I know we touched a little bit on this, but there's a lot of people that are still afraid to do the census because they're undocumented. What can you tell them to kind of put them at ease that, hey, you're not going to be asked anything that's going to make you feel uncomfortable?
Well, we have teamed up with Harris County to produce our local campaign, which is Yes to Census 2020. These are all of the yellow and black signs that you see behind us. So we have a lot of communication materials, and they are available on HarrisHoustonCounts.com. We have communication materials that look like everybody in Houston. Mm-hmm. Houston is one of the most diverse cities in the nation. So you can see all of our pictures reflect Houston. It reflects you if you're Black, Hispanic, Hindi, Urdu, speak whatever language, from whatever religion, we have it for you. And also our consultant, Lopez Navarrete Communications, we've been planning for the census for at least 2 years right, Paula? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we did to prepare was we, and along with the City of Houston and Harris County, we procured a consultant, Lopez Navarrete Communications, and we said, please help us do some community outreach and find out what are people's fears in the different populations. So they actually had focus groups with different populations that are traditionally undercounted people. Traditionally undercounted people is like children 5 and under, Hispanics, African Americans, Asian Americans, also persons with disabilities, the LGBTQ plus community. Renters are traditionally undercounted because they move so much, right? And also we talked about the college age students, 18 to 24. They're kind of in transitional periods in their lives and move around. Those are all traditionally undercounted populations. So Lopez Navarrete had focus group with these traditionally undercounted populations and got their fears. So, and the fears may differ from different communities, right? Some of the focus group that had mainly Caucasian, they felt like, well, my information is going to be compromised. There's going to be a data breach, or I don't want the government in my business, right? The Hispanic community and immigrant communities, period, said, I don't want this information to identify me, my family, my friends, my businesses, things like that. And so we crafted messages towards them to say, the census is safe. By law, your answers cannot be shared, okay? When I was a census worker, we take a lifelong oath, okay, to protect that information. And should we share information, that's 5 years in jail up to a $250 fine. I don't look good in orange or prison stripes, okay? We're not trying to share any information, and the information is not shared to any government entity, not to the President of the United States. This information is just used to get statistical data to inform our government and local businesses on the services and products that we need, and also for us to get the appropriate congressional representation. So those are some of the things we have messaging for that, and that's also available on our HarrisHoustonCounts.com website.
And with regard to the fear, the question you asked, the fear. So when we had the focus groups from different ethnic groups, like we had the Urdu speaking, Hindi speaking, and Vietnamese Chinese. So each they had a common the fear was that my brother-in-law is, you know, is doing his green card. Would it affect them? My mother-in-law's here, it's been 2 years, we haven't extended the visa. So we told them as long as they live here, it's all counted and it's confidential. The data will not be revealed to anybody for 70 years. So one of the solutions they said was at the focus group, a nail salon, those kind of shops, when they are convinced, they tell the customer, the clients, you know, I'm convinced, I think it's okay, it's safe, you know, you can do it. So spread the word around to all the small mom and pop shops and other small entities. That really helps, according to focus group leaders. So.
And that was my other question, if the census response was confidential, and you guys answered that beautifully. So thank you for that. Now, how will the 2020 census count everyone?
We are outreaching to everyone. This is why we had a campaign that looks the way that it looks. This is why we are trained to speak to all people across the city to educate them about the census. We need trusted voices just like yours. This is how we're reaching your population, by coming on your show. We also have posters and flyers that you could put up in businesses. We have door hangers. We have yard signs. We have postcards. We have bookmarks. We have coloring sheets for kids. We are doing meal distributions to kids. We're doing it all so we can make sure that everyone is counted. We felt like if it's mandatory to count you, then it's mandatory for us to be everywhere and make sure that our outreach campaign is inclusive and diverse. So that's, we are doing our part. And we thank you for doing your part by having us on your show.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll continue with our list of questions.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember, my friends, you guys are on 99.5 FM. And we are on Facebook Live. So please tune in on the Chai Time page.
The Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hello, Radio Dabang listeners. This is Amit Dodia, President of Wealth Preservation and Strategies and an agent with New York Life. The coronavirus, which is COVID-19, has impacted everyone and particularly the way we interact with one another. I want you all to know I am here for you, to help you in any way I can. Your health, your well-being, and your peace of mind is what matters to me the most. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me if you want to talk. You can call me at 832-877-0177 or even set up a virtual meeting, which can be done with a video calling. I can also be reached by email at adodia@ft.newyorklife.com. You can also visit my website, which is amidodia.com.
This is Lynn from Arling's Chinese. We are in a critical situation. We will come out of it. We are going to win this battle against coronavirus. And this is because of our united efforts. Our dedication to the well-being of our guests and team is unwavering. Together, we will beat this epidemic. God bless Houston. God bless America.
अरे भाई, शादी की तकरीब में तो बड़ी रोशनियां हैं, हर तरफ जगमग जगमग। अरे तुम भी आए हो, इधर आओ।
जी आंटी।
अरे इतने बुझे बुझे क्यों लग रहे हो?
जी कुछ नहीं।
अरे माशाल्लाह, तुम भी अब शादी की उम्र को हो गए हो।
और कोई ऑप्शन भी नहीं था आंटी।
तो फिर अगली बारी तुम्हारी नेक्स्ट।
जी आंटी। हाय हाय गुड्डू के बेटे का अपनी का कितना शानदार है, हर जगह बल्ब टिमटिमा रहे। ओए होए तुम भी आए हो?
जी आरी।
आई सुना है तुम्हारी शादी हो गई?
जी क्या कर सकते हैं।
हाँ तो पर कुछ खबरी कब सुना रहे हो? अगली बारी तुम्हारी, नेक्स्ट।
जी आंटी। अरे क्या हुआ आंटी जी, इतने अंधेरे में बुझी बुझी क्यों बैठी हैं?
आई तुम्हारे फूफा 95 साल की उम्र में भरी जवानी में छोड़ के चले गए।
आय हाय 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 हाय,
कुछ ना पूछो।
ओए होए होए होए, तो फिर अगली बारी आपकी हो जाए। नेक्स्ट।
चल हट, मरे हमारे दुश्मन, जला दो सारे घर की रोशनी और फानूस। जब हमारे पास हो डिस्काउंट पावर तो घरों और दिलों में अंधेरा क्यों रहे?
जी आंटी, मुझे दिलों में रोशनियां जगाए।
Go to discountpowertx.com/promotions and sign up today. Discount Power PCT number 10177.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Make a wish. And we are back with Chai Time on 99.5 FM with a remote session live from Aling's Chinese. Chai Time, ladies, take it away.
Hey, welcome back to Chai Time. So for those of you who have just tuned in, we are having a conversation about the 2020 census. Now back to our questions, Sasha and Bala. I'm so glad you guys are on air with us, by the way. I mean, this is great. So back to my question, how does the Census Bureau know where people live?
Well, the last 2 years, the Census Bureau has been collecting all the addressing information from different cities, towns, places, and counties. And they feed into their, what the database called this master address file. It's a big database as all the addresses of the residents who live in this country, and then they also do cross-checking if they have questions, and so that they have that very up-to-date addressing information.
Okay. Now, this is a one that I actually am very curious about. Where does the Census Bureau count people who have more than one home? So, for instance, let's say I have a home in Sugar Land, but my work is in by the medical center, so I have another home there. How does that work?
Well, whichever the area, location where you live primarily, some situations, retired people, they live most of the time in the retirement home, like in Florida or any other place, that's considered as a primary home. So wherever the resident thinks they're the primary resident, residential location, that would be counted.
Okay.
More than 6 months, as Sasha said, more than 6 months, they tend to live in that location, in the house.
Okay, and are foreign citizens counted in the census? So, like, if they are Canadian or from somewhere else and they live in the States for work, are they counted?
Yes, of course. Yes, if they live here and they work here, they are counted.
Okay, And will the 2020 census be available in languages other than English? And I know we touched a little bit on that. How many languages did you say that it was covering?
It's available in 15 different languages other than English. So we have, I remember off the top of my head, Haitian Creole was on there. Spanish and English for people living in Puerto Rico. You had...
Yeah, we have even a Russian, Korean, Chinese, Vietnamese, Mandarin. So they are...
Mandarin, Cantonese, yeah, Japanese.
Right, it's available. And then 54 other languages, guides are also available on the Census Bureau's website. So... it's quite a lot of languages that's available.
Okay. And when will the 2020 census results be released?
Well, the first set of data released to the president of the U.S. On the 31st December of 2020. And then subsequently, the following few months, the cities and towns, places, counties will be receiving in different phases. So basically after this end of this year, beginning of next year, we'll be receiving all the statistics.
Okay. Now, how does the count shape decisions about where the government resources go?
Repeat that question one more time, please.
How does the count shape decisions about where the government resources go?
We need an accurate population to determine where to help people, right? So if we have an accurate and complete count and they're showing we have X amount of kids that are 5 and under, that information, a lot of businesses and school districts and everyone, they use that information to determine we need to build a new school in this area because we have all these kids or we're projected to have more kids. A lot of these businesses do projections based on the census data so that they know the type of services and products to provide. So that's kind of how that works. When like, for example, we had Hurricane Harvey, right?
Right.
We were able to say, this is how many people were affected because we had Census Bureau information. Mm-hmm. So if it says all of these homes have been destroyed, this is the population, this is how many people need help, and they have their own formulas that they use to quantify how much help we get and how to appropriately distribute that help. Am I wrong about
it? Perfect. And the money is distributed based on programs like CHIP program, Head Start, Medicare, Medicaid. And these are based on population. So if you don't have an accurate population, they're getting less money. Like midday school program, if you counted like, I don't know, like 200,000 students, but actually there are like 250,000 students. So 50,000, we need to have money to feed them.
And who would make that up? It would be our cities making that up,
resources, right?
So that puts a drain on city resources
right. If
we don't have an accurate and complete count of how to help people.
Okay. Now, I actually had one of our listeners send me a message asking, there's a column where people put their ethnicity. Can they mention Asia and when, and then which part of Asia? Please make Asian community aware of this section.
Yes, within the Asian, they have Asian, Indian, Chinese, Vietnamese, and then there are four or five, and then there is other. They can mention the other the nationality. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know on the census, same question, but like, so let's say the mother is Pakistani, the father is Indian, but the kids are Americans born in America. So where would you, what ethnicity would they belong
in? Asian. But still Asian, because they're Pakistan, India, they're all Asian, so it would be an Asian category.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Now, why do we have to have a household count census when won't it undercount certain groups like homeless people or college students, etc.? Wouldn't it be better to use statistical modeling to get a more accurate scientific count?
Well, it has to be a complete count. We can't use a statistical model and use a complete count because this census is done every 10 years. So with regard to, the group quarters population, one of the components is the dormitories. So they, where the students reside within that campus. So they get the accurate data from all of these institutions. With regard to homeless population, the Census Bureau collects the data through different, like for example, the Houston area, we have Coalition for the Homeless and the two other entities. They would collect the data through them, and then so that's added to their data. So it's not imputed. Their data is collected basically somehow.
So, and also, Bala, the Census Bureau comes out and does a physical count of people who are experiencing homelessness. Am I wrong?
Yes.
So I think they take a 3-day period of time to physically count people that are living in places that are not fit for human habitation, like under bridges,
exactly.
And cars, and where people experiencing homelessness are frequent. They go to those places and make sure they get a physical count of these people. So that's kind of how, there's a lot of different moving parts in how we count people, but we, at the end of the day, we all need an accurate and complete count for the census in order to get the appropriate amount of population funding that's due us.
Okay. Now this question is also from one of our listeners. The race and ethnicity questions are a little confusing. Why do they ask this, and how do I properly fill it out if I have mixed race family members?
There should be where on the form where you indicate, you know, yes, a mix of race, and then you can input that data too. And when if the household decides not to self-respond and the enumerators come out to the house, you can give the enumerators more information in their system. They have a place where they can take notes. So if you want to self-respond, that's fine. And if you have questions, you can call the Census Bureau and ask these questions if you need help completing your census form.
To mention in detail, so the race, we have the white, African-American, Asian. Within the Asian, we have different components. And then we have Hispanic. And then we have some other race. And then we have and some other race, you can, as you mentioned, the mixed race population, they can include in the some other race. So when you get the statistics, we have in all these different classifications.
Okay. Now, as of now, where do we stand with the number of people who have filed the census?
As of today, when I pulled up the data from the Census Bureau's website, City of Houston, we have 26.6%. And we are in the midst of the top five cities. The top five cities in the U.S. are New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix. And Phoenix had the highest rate compared to all the five. They are 31.5%, and the U.S. is 33.1%. And the Bureau is releasing every other day the statistics, so we would know where we are. And also, they're releasing data at the smaller geography, what they call census tracts. Each county is broken into a smaller geography called census tract. And we have a map behind me, and those different colors, those the dark colors are the ones where it's hard to count. So we can focus our resources to those areas, and that's based on the factors like high renters, low income, non-English speakers, foreign born, those kind of variables. So these can be updated. Yeah, thank you. So these will be updated and can be updated every 2 or 3 days. And based on this, we can focus our resources. And each of these different colors are called census tracts, small geography. And eventually, census are also releasing the data of those which they're collecting, each one of us.
Okay, now, again, this is from one of our listeners. Are relatives counted while they are visiting the U.S. and if they end up staying, let's say, more than 6 months?
If they are a resident of Houston, all residents need to be listed on the census. So some things are left up to the household's discretion. If that person is a resident, they need to be counted in the 2020 census, and that means you are here for the majority of the calendar year. So 6 months and 1 day, you are considered a resident, and you should be listed on the census.
Okay.
This is your primary residence.
Okay, so what if there are family members that have a green card, they live in the States 5-6 months out of the year, and then they go back to India, Pakistan, wherever it may be, and live there for that remainder of the year? How does that work? Are they still counted on the census, or?
Yes, Yes, they are count because they have green card, the resident of the US. That means they have, even if they live with 3 or 4 months, they are counted. Yes.
They are counted here. Okay. And then is there any message you would like to share to all our listeners and viewers?
Well, this is a different situation compared to the previous censuses. And we had originally had a different scope of work to target the population, going to events, different community associations and get-togethers. Now things have changed, so we're also changing our strategies. As Sasha said before, we are focusing more on texting, messaging, and digital, and we are trying to get as kind of different kinds of help from different venues where they can do digitally. The promotions can be do reach as much as possible.
Okay, and how can we help ensure an accurate census count within our community?
You can take the census. Have you ladies taken the census?
We all have taken our census.
So you have already been a huge help. You know what else you can do? We need to expand our reach on social media. So if you want to take a picture of, hey, I did my census. If you have your census postcard in the mail, block out your ID number, of course, if you have the census postcard. But take a picture with one of these flyers. Hey, I said yes to the census. Or take a picture of you taking the census and put it on social media. And people look at that. They trust you. They're already coming to you for information. They know you won't steer them wrong. So put it on your social media pages. Talk to your family and your friends, your coworkers about taking the census and how important it is. Through our meal distributions with the Houston Food Bank, we put on the flyers, hey, this meal was provided because someone took the census in 2010 and they knew how many meals we needed. So because of all these things in the past from 2010, we're able to enjoy them now. Let's extend that to our future, right? People vote. This is our civic duty too, just like voting. Taking the census is your civic duty. So when we vote for the next 4 years, right? And the presidential candidate. So this is for the next 10 years. And this is how many billions across the nation that's at stake?
$675 billion
that's at stake. And so, like we said earlier, if only 1% of the Houston population is missed, that means $250 million lost. So it doesn't take very much to miss $1 billion, right? We're talking billions here. So if you stress those points and say the census is easy, right? It's more important than ever. Use all of our resources that we have now. Let's band together. We say Houston strong. Don't let it be Houston strong just after a natural disaster hits. We are in the disaster right now. Let's stay Houston strong. The census, if we have an accurate and complete count with the census that turned into federal funding that's based on our population, this keeps us strong for the next 10 years.
And right now, we have to really rely on this. Digital, I think it really helps the social media, the trusted voices. If I send to my relatives, friends, from me, they trust. Likewise, if they send it to their friends, relatives, they say, oh, Bala sent it, I think it's okay to do it. That's what's going to help us.
Yeah, I agree. Now, just to kind of send a reality check to our listeners, if we don't, let's say the census are not, everyone doesn't complete the census, that money, where does that go? What happens to that money?
To another city for them to benefit after we have paid our federal tax dollars through our hard work.
So that is our money that's going.
That's our money coming back to us. So when we say, oh, I couldn't get my kids to an after school program, that's because you may not have taken the census. When people, you know, our previous president, Barack Obama, said, don't boo, vote. Mm-hmm. Use that same energy, okay? Mm-hmm. When we say, oh, the potholes, we all talk about the potholes in Houston and they're mm-hmm. bad. Anybody? Well, the census goes towards road improvements. Exactly. So if you're going to complain about the road improvements, take the census. It is just that simple. Mm-hmm.
What else is that money used for when we do get it, besides the roads, the schools? What else is it used for?
Medical care. Right now, we are in a huge medical crisis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially vulnerable populations like kids mm-hmm. and our elderly, right? And yeah. those kids, that need medical assistance, we have CHIP programs for that, right? Our elderly people, we have Medicare and Medicaid programs for that,
Head Start programs,
after school programs, the school lunches. Mm-hmm. That comes from population grant funding from the federal government. So HISD has, we don't pay for school lunches in HISD. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it that way, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we do this. We take the census. So to keep it and makes our community strong, it keeps our money back with us and not going to fulfill and make another city better.
And each person not counted, it's a really strain for the city and the community. How do we pay for those services?
How do we pay?
Because we have to provide the service regardless of having the money or not.
Exactly.
Services have to be provided. So.
Oh, absolutely. Now, for those that need a helpline number, what number can they call?
We have numbers on our flyers. 1-800-923-8282 is the number that we have that takes you to census.gov. And you can get more information there. Houston in Action is another group that we haven't yet talked about. They are the group that facilitates the Complete Count Committee. So the Complete Count Committees are all of us. It's the city, it's the Houston, it's nonprofits, other community partners, and other community leaders. And Houston in Action has a huge reach, and they answer a lot of questions too. We can provide you a number with Houston in Action so that they can.
This is the first census year we are collaborating with Harris County and the Houston in Action, which is a nonprofit organization. So all three of us work on this common goal towards achieving complete count for the Houston area.
We put millions of dollars behind this because we know how important it is. Unfortunately, the state of Texas did not appropriate any money for any census outreach at all. So it was important that we really show that we can join our resources and join forces to promote the census in order to minimize, you know, undercounts.
And help from you all, like radio stations, television stations, it's real, and the media, it's really going to help us in improving the percentage.
We have census public service announcements that feature, we're going to record one with Houston Police Chief Acevedo to talk more about why the census is important. We did a public service announcement with Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia and Councilmember Robert Gallegos. We've done a public service announcement with Houston Public Libraries. These are all trusted voices. So we have audio for you if you would like to play audio clips from that as a PSA announcement on your Chai Time. We would really appreciate that. Those they really help so much.
Absolutely. Email that to me and we'll get that on our Chai Time page. And also, what is a good phone number that they can call to take the census on over the phone?
1-844-330-2020 is the line where you can take it in English. And if you need another language, you can still call that number and request for the census in your language over the phone. It is really that easy. Right now, they said we're all using the telephone since we are social distancing and we can't talk to our friends in person. Mm-hmm. Our conversations on the phone are getting longer. Make sure one of those conversations are you taking the census over the phone. And as businesses, like we said, we keep talking about trusted voices because we know that the research that we've done really shows how trusted voices really help spread this message. I know us as city employees, all of our friends and family come to us about anything that's related to the city, right? So we are the trusted voice. So if you know businesses that can put up some of these census posters in their windows, when we are able to go back to the businesses that love so much, like the restaurant you're at right now, can the restaurant you're at right now post this flyer in the window saying yes to census? We have it in Vietnamese and Chinese, Hindu and Urdu, Hindi and Urdu. So we can provide you with that. We can customize it to say, hey, Chai Time girls, say yes to this. Say yes to what's yours. Anything, any communication material that you would like, please let me know. We can get that out to you.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. Now, is there any last minute message that you'd like to give to our listeners?
One more message. So when we take the census, it's a count of the population. Right now, the city of Houston is the fourth largest city in the nation. We are slated to beat Chicago, and I want it bad, let me tell you.
Right.
Let's take the census. If none of this other stuff matters to you, if schools don't matter, if medical doesn't matter, if road improvements don't matter, what really matters is beating Chicago in the population.
I am loving the passion, Allie.
Let's become the third largest city in the nation. In order to do that, we have to take the census.
And we're telling everybody, educate yourself and educate others. So through social media and other methods, so that's what we are pushing towards.
Each one teach one.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on Chai Time with us this morning. And we really do appreciate you guys. You guys are doing a wonderful job, and we will do our part to try to get people to go and sign with the census. Thank you again, Bala and Sasha. You stole my name, Sasha.
Oh, that's okay. We wear it well together.
Thank you again so much for being with us on Chai Time. We hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well, guys, please, like they said, go and sign the census. Fill it out. It takes 5 minutes. Literally, I did it last night, and it only took me 5 minutes. It's not a hard form. All you have to do is answer basic questions, and you're done. And you can make a big difference in your community. So go out there, sign, call them. The number that they gave us was 1-800-333-0202. And if you need the helpline, you can call them at 1-800-923-8282. Just please make sure and you sign or fill in the census form. And as always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week. Never give up. Never lose hope. Always have faith. It allows you to cope. Trying times will pass as they always do. Just have patience. Your dreams will come true. So put on a smile, you'll live through your pain, know it will pass, and strength you will gain. Thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time Girls here on 99.5 FM. Ya'ali madad, khuda hafiz, ciao, sasriyakal, bye, adios, arrivederci, sayonara. Remember, my friends, it's Chai Time, anytime, anywhere. Take care.
Karenge sabka swagat swag se karenge sabka swagat.